Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. We have one more to go. We've been talking the last couple of broadcasts about the marks of a true Christian from 1 John chapter 2, verses 20, and we'll take up 21 today as well. And we are answering the question, who is a true Christian? How do you distinguish true Christians from false Christians? And here's what we read in 1 John 2:20, "But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth." And it is that last phrase that we're going to be getting to today before we move on to the second part, which is the flip side, and that is, who is a counterfeit Christian? Because the Apostle John goes on in this passage to deal with that side of the question as well. On the one hand, what are the marks of a true Christian? Number one, a true Christian is one who possesses the Holy Spirit. You have an anointing from the Holy One. Number two, a true Christian is one who understands spiritual truth, and you know all things, or probably a better translation, and all of you who are true Christians know spiritual truth. And he's particularly talking about truth that pertains to Christ. Unlike the Antichrists, who don't embrace the truth about Christ, they're opposed to Christ in the sense that they oppose what the Bible teaches about him. They are opposed to the truth that has been revealed about him. They don't accept that. But you do. You do. You believe what the Bible teaches. You believe what the apostles teach, because what the Bible teaches is what was taught by the apostles before it was written down by the apostles and others and passed down to us. You do believe what the Bible teaches about the Lord Jesus Christ. You have known that from the beginning, from the day of your salvation, because the Holy Spirit taught that truth to you and sealed it into your heart from the very beginning. That's the evidence of having the anointing from the Holy One. It's that you know basic spiritual truth. You know Holy Spirit imparted knowledge about Jesus Christ. But there's a third mark. One who's a true Christian is one who recognizes religious error. There is no lie in the truth, is what we read at the end of verse 21. And that deals with this matter of recognizing truth from error, as we shall see in a moment. But I first need to pause and welcome you to this Tuesday, April 24 edition of the Beacon Broadcast. I thank you for joining me for this Bible teaching time, and I thank those of you whose financial gifts enable us to teach God's Word day after day on this station. So thirdly, one who is a true Christian is one who recognizes truth from error. I have not written to you, says John, because you do not know the truth. You do. You know it. That's what he's talking about when he says, all of you know things, or you know all things. You know the truth about Christ. So I have not written to you because you do not know the truth. You do. The Holy Spirit, the one who has anointed you, has taught it to you, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. What John is saying, in a way that's a little strange to our ears and a little bit difficult for us to sort out, but what he's saying is that God's truth contains no mixture of error. There is no lie in the truth. no lie when my Bible says, and that no lie is of the truth, it would be more smoothly, more helpfully translated, and correctly so. And there is no lie in the truth. God's truth contains no mixture of error, and those, therefore, who know truth are equipped to recognize and reject a lie. There is no lie in God's truth. So, when a lie comes along, you have been given the ability, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, to recognize that lie. Now again, as in the other statements, this is not an all-comprehensive statement. It doesn't mean that you will recognize every error, every deviation from truth, from the truth of the Bible, instinctively and automatically and immediately. No, you're going to have to dig and study and wrestle with truth. But you have the ability to do that. You have the ability to sort it out. If you will give yourself to it, if you really want to know the truth, you will understand truth from error as the Holy Spirit who indwells you teaches it to you because you are a true Christian. Similar, I think, to what Jesus said in John chapter 10 when he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand." But that first part, "my sheep hear my voice." Now, how do Christ's sheep hear the voice of their shepherd? They hear it in the Word of God. He's not talking about Christians hearing Jesus speak to them audibly. Jesus has never spoken to me audibly. He's not talking about having a dream at night and Jesus stood at the foot of your bed and spoke to you. I've heard people relate that. I have a large measure of skepticism about things like that. I'm not saying that they didn't have a dream, but I'm not convinced that the dream actually was what they thought it was. They may have the dream saw somebody that they thought was Jesus Christ, but how do you know that he was? How do you know that wasn't the devil sending you some kind of a dream to deceive you and to delude you? How can you tell? Well, the only way you can tell, actually, is to compare what you believe Jesus said to you in that dream with the word of truth, the Bible. Ultimately, it boils down to the Bible. If you didn't have the dream, you have the same knowledge, the same truth, as if you did have it. And if you did have it, and what was communicated to you is in any wise different from what's in the Bible, you know it is a lie, because there is no lie in the truth of God. And so what advantage is that to you to believe that Jesus spoke to you in a dream in the middle of the night? It's really no advantage to you at all, because you still don't know if that's truth unless you compare it to the Word of God. But a Christian is one who recognizes religious error. There is no lie in the truth. God's truth contains no mixture of error, and those who know truth are equipped. That's the key word, equipped to recognize and reject a lie, to recognize and reject claims that are contrary to the Bible. The Antichrists who went out from us because they were not of us, they were misled by error. They were misled by a lie. They are Antichrists because they have imbibed statements about Christ that are not true, and they didn't recognize those as a lie. They accepted those things. They believed those things. And as a result of that, they departed from the community of believers and from the Christian faith. They went out from us because they were not of us, because if they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out, that it might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But in contrast to that, you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. There's no lie in the truth. So there you have it. Three simple tests that apply to every true believer. Every true Christian possesses the Holy Spirit of God. Well, how can I know whether that's me? Because number two, every true Christian understands spiritual truth. You know all things, or you all know the things of the Spirit of God. Let this be helpful. I'll go on to the third one before I come back to this. And thirdly, a true Christian is one who recognizes religious error. Now, I'm talking, no doubt, to somebody who is struggling with assurance of salvation. And the devil loves to get God's people to doubt whether they are saved or to lack assurance of salvation. And I know some of God's dear children who are in this category, and my heart goes out to them. And sometimes it's very frustrating trying to help them because you bring them to texts like this one, and sometimes it seems to be like water rolling off a duck's back. And yet, as I look at their lives, the ones that I'm talking about, they give every evidence of being a true child of God. They, from the time I first met them, have a keen interest in the Bible, in knowing it and understanding it. They want to understand the Bible. And they seem to have an understanding, an ability to recognize error, false claims in the world of religion, in the world of Christianity, but false claims that are contrary to the Bible. They can understand those things. How do you explain that, except that they are taught by the Spirit of God? The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But true children of God understand them because they are spiritually discerned. For the very same reason, we understand them because we have an anointing from the Holy One. We understand them because we have been enabled to understand God's Word. We understand them because there is no lie in the truth of God, and we have been given an ability to recognize truth and reject a lie. And some of these people who are struggling with assurance of salvation give strong evidence that they are true Christians, because these three characteristics that we're talking about from our text in 1 John 2:20 and 21 apply to them so clearly, so obviously. You don't seek an understanding of God's Word unless you have the Spirit of God leading you to do that. You don't have a basic understanding of God's Word unless the Holy Spirit is teaching that to you. You don't recognize false religious claims as being false unless you have the Spirit of God who is teaching you. A true Christian is one who possesses the Holy Spirit, is one who understands spiritual truth, and one who recognizes religious error. And tomorrow we'll take up the other side. Who is a counterfeit Christian? And John deals with the marks of counterfeit Christians as well. Please join me tomorrow. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.